Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we rest in your justice, we rest in your peace, we rest in your protection, we rest in your joy. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is an interesting reading, and I'd encourage you to look on with us if you can, because I don't go through the whole reading. I kind of tell you what it is, and then you can go back to it. So if you happen to be reading along with a daily missal, or if you're on bible.usccb.org or some other form of missal where you can read the reading for today, you're going to see this comes from the prophet Nahum. And what you're going to see is at the very beginning of the reading, you see this great thing about Judah and the Lord celebrating the great things that he does for Judah. And at the end, you see this whole destruction and this talking about the Lord destroying. And you go, well, how does that make any sense? Well, because he's talking to two different cities. The first city is Judah. So we know, well, the first country actually is Judah. Judah, of course, is the southern kingdom. Remember, after David, then came Solomon, and then became the beginning of the split of the two kingdoms into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. Israel is destroyed by Assyria in the 8th century BC, and Assyria goes to destroy Judah but doesn't make it because the Lord protects Judah. Israel did not repent, Judah did. The Lord protects Judah and actually sends down his wrath on the army of Sennacherib, who was the leader of Assyria. One of the cities in Assyria, which was the capital city, by the way, is a city you may have heard of called Nineveh. Yes, the Nineveh as in Jonah. So what's happening is the Lord is speaking first to the nation of Judah, and he is saying that Judah is going to be celebrated because the Lord is here. The Lord is bringing. It's where the line comes on the mountains, the footsteps of one bearing good news. At this moment on the mountains, the footsteps of one bearing good news, of one announcing peace. You may have heard those famous words. So here he is celebrating Judah. Judah is going to be celebrated in the Lord. The Lord is going to protect and rise up Judah. So then you see, after all that, the next line in the reading, it's not in the book. The book is, again, it sometimes jumps around, is that, the bloody city. Well, wait a minute. You just talked about all these good things of Judah, and now you're talking about the bloody city. Oh, well, how does that make any sense? Because it's a different city. Okay, so now the enemy of Judah will be dealt with. And what is that? Assyria. And capital city of Assyria is Nineveh. So now what happens is this terror that has been spread by Assyria is going to come to an end. No longer will they be the bullies of the Middle East. No longer will they be these bullies. That will stop. And Judah is exalted because it is the city, it is the nation of the Lord. And Assyria, which has done the work of the Lord in correcting those who have turned away from the Lord, but it will be stopped from going overboard and being an oppressive nation. So that's what you see here. And it brings up the fact that the Lord is he cares about his people, but he also is the Lord who can also dole out justice to all nations. And so we see a lot of that in that whole thing. So it can be kind of confusing at first. It's kind of like that famous saying, the king is dead, long live the king. That doesn't make any sense. Well, then you realize that you're talking about two different kings. Well, in this case, we hear is Judah will be exalted, and then you hear of this destruction because different location. You're talking about the destruction committed by Assyria, and now, of course, not only is this destruction coming to an end, but also that which is represented by the great destruction in the city of Nineveh will come to an end. Think of it this way. The Lord is speaking to two countries here, one that is, we'll just say hypothetically, one that is protected by him, but that country has been threatened by another country that rejects him. And that other country is just plain vicious, notoriously vicious. We'll just say this. Why don't we give the two countries a name? Why don't we just say we won't give them a real name. We'll say the first country is Holyville, and the second country is Evil Stan. We'll say so that we don't start an international war by naming countries and offending people. So that's what we'll do. Holyville and Evil Stan. So Evil Stan has caused great trouble. So he would be like he's saying, Holyville will be raised up and will know the protection and the power of the Lord, whereas Evil Stan will be silenced. But if you don't hear the titles, you might say, well, he's kind of like talking about two opposite things until you realize it's two different locations. So Holyville is raised up because they have been faithful to the Lord. Evil Stan will no longer be able to oppress anyone anymore. Kind of an interesting to keep in mind is that, as you know, as I've talked to you about before, Assyria conquered Israel in the 8th century BC. And the Assyrian soldiers would have prayed before one of their gods because they were pagan society. And obviously we know that those gods weren't real. But in their mind, of course, because right now God is working strictly through the Jews. And so there he is working through the Jews. So the Assyria hasn't understood this yet. So one of the things that's happened is you can imagine the soldiers worshiping before this god. Well, there's a bas-relief of that god, which obviously we don't believe in, but we are fascinated by the history behind it, in the Museum of Fine Arts. So in Boston. So if you're in the Boston area, it's in that Middle East section where you can also see the lions, one of the lions, these mosaic lions that King Nebuchadnezzar would have walked by, and also Daniel the prophet. Powerful things over in the Museum of Fine Arts, but you can see that there. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. And don't forget, through that website, you can come to the parish. You can see the parish website and find out where we are. Because you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. Please come by and check us out. The 10 o'clock Mass here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget, we are here also Monday through Friday on WEZE early in the morning. And then at 3:16 a.m., it drops on CatholicAudioMedia.com. So you can hear it then. So anyway, we're talking about that powerful message. So here you see the Lord spreading his justice to the world by raising up Judah and also bringing silence upon what ultimately is Nineveh and also the Assyrian capital city. In the gospel, just as a quick note, we go into the thing that Jesus is teaching us that if we want to follow him, we have to be ready to deny ourselves. And that is something that a lot of people don't understand completely what that means. Because it really doesn't mean saying no to something, period. I mean, Jesus says that very clear in another part where he says you really can't do that. You say no to that which leads you to not fully embrace Christ so that you can embrace Christ. So that denying yourself is saying no to that is leading you away from Christ so you can say yes to that is leading towards Christ. So that's the big difference between the two. You say no to A so that you can embrace Christ through B. And always remember that, because sometimes you can get into this, or you hear of people, especially around Lent time, getting into this idea of, well, I have to deny myself something because, well, you know, for example, Lent or Advent is coming. Yes, but that is so you can open yourself more to the Lord. So, for example, people who give up dessert. It's to be mindful of how we rely on the Lord for all things. It's not just to give up dessert. If you want to have a period of the year where you just give up dessert because you've chosen to do that, that's what the that's what New Year's Day is all about. And that's those New Year's resolutions that people keep for about an hour and a half. Well, there you go. And some people keep for the whole year. But other than that, denying yourself is to deny yourself one thing so you can, so it's literally closing, well, not literally, figuratively, closing a door to one thing so you can open a door to the other. If you don't do that, then you miss the point. And that's something to always be careful of. Watch out for people who say, no, you have to deny yourself something without opening yourself up to something else. And I always consider that as well. One of the things that I've done for Lent, for example, is I gave up listening to, I haven't done it in every Lent, but I've done it in a few, gave up listening to any form of popular music so that I would listen to less common forms of music and jazz and folk and classical and all the other thing that can be more meditative as well. So you close the door, but you open it to something else. And that's part of that self-denial. You close a door to open up to something else that'll lead you closer to Christ, more prayer or something like that. We'll be back on Monday. Have yourself a blessed weekend. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.